Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said. "This shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Devotional. Many of us feel guilty saying no. We want to be liked and not disappoint people. And we perhaps imagine that saying no is somehow less than Christ-like. But consider Jesus' example and whether or not he disappointed people by sometimes saying no. He said no to the crowds who wanted to make him king, John chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. He said no to Peter, who wanted him to avoid the cross, Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23. He said no to the religious leaders who wanted him to stop claiming to be the Messiah, John chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. He said no to his family who wanted him to return home, Mark chapter 3, verses 31 through 34. He said no to the people who wanted him to come down off the cross to prove he was the Son of God, Luke chapter 23, verses 35 through 39. If Jesus had refused to say no for fear of disappointing people, he would not have fulfilled the mission and the purpose God gave him. He would have lived up to other people's expectations instead of his own. And the same is true for us. Exercising a healthy no is essential if we are to fulfill the Father's destiny for our lives. It's important to understand that both yes and no are loving words. Remember, when I say no, it is not against you, but for me. And while my no may make you sad, it doesn't make me bad. Most importantly, if I say yes when what I really want to say is no, I erode my integrity and hurt both of us. We must be able to say no if we are to say a healthy yes. Question to consider. Under what circumstance or to whom do you find it difficult to say no? Why? Prayer. Lord, I need your power and wisdom to live courageously and to say an empowered and healthy yes or no when appropriate. Free me from the fear of disappointing people so that I can live the life of purpose and integrity you have destined me to live. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.